It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Oh, happy Wonderific Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 20th. We're live from the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and we'll get right to our guest here shortly. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And today our guests are Dr. Smith and Dr. Weaver with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. I got to turn up one microphone here because I keep it down. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We spared no time getting here. They literally walked in about 6.5 seconds ago. But that's okay because we go live just about now, as you can tell. So you're both from WARMC. What are your special? Are you both?
We're both orthopedic surgeons.
Oh, okay. You wanted to look at my knee while you're here? Oh. So what brought you to Bullhead?
You
want
to go first?
Sure, since I came first.
Yeah, right. Mike, put it in your mouth.
So we trained together out in Pennsylvania in residency, and I finished a year before he did, and just looking for jobs, I wanted to be out west because I grew up in Utah, and it was a job that had been posted, so I sent my resume in, and it all worked out. We ended up, my wife and I decided this is where we wanted to come, and we talked him and his wife into coming and following us as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it worked out perfect. We both have three kids, and all of our kids are like the exact same ages. We're friends in residency.
Are you guys living next door to each other?
Pretty close.
not quite.
Okay, but, good. All right. Yeah. So you decided to come all the way out here, and how are you handling our summer?
Well, this is my second summer.
Oh, okay.
So this is actually a nicer summer than last year. I think we had at least a month straight where we were over 120 degrees every day. So this hasn't been quite as bad. But it's, you know, just getting the air conditioning and it's okay.
That's right. That's right. Now, what do you think?
To be honest, I already feel like I'm acclimated to it.
Oh, you do? So, okay,
yeah,
that's good.
I like the heat. I like the dry heat.
Yeah.
I'll take the dry heat over the humidity. Yeah,
perfect. And you have wave runners or boats?
No.
Not yet?
No.
It's on the wish list?
Too much med school debt.
Yeah. Tell me, I'm married. My wife is a chiropractor, and then she went and became an RN.
Okay.
And she works in ICU at Valley View.
Okay.
But we still pay for the chiropractor.
Right. Right.
Yes. We make those payments every month. So it's a lot of fun. So you're here now. Where are you practicing? Just in the hospital?
So we have a clinic up on the Parkway in Bullhead City at 2500 Canyon Road. And so that's where we see our outpatient setting. And then we also do our surgeries in the hospital.
Okay.
As well as, you know, see patients in the hospital.
Now, are you both on call or do you take turns taking call? Because we have, you know, wave runner collisions on the weekend and all of a sudden something needs to be set or fixed. So you guys both take call. You can't shake your head on the radio.
Yeah. So we take turns. Yeah, we're not on call at the same time.
Right.
You know, various days during the week and weekends we're usually on. The ER is usually very good about managing most of those things. And then if they need us, they give us a call.
Okay, great. Yeah. So now how much experience did you both have? You said you graduated a year before he did.
Mm-hmm.
But how much experience did you both have before you came to Bullhead City?
As far as professionally?
Right.
So medical school, I finished medical school in 2013 and spent the next 5 years in residency training, so which is dedicated to learning orthopedic surgery.
Right.
So, you know, for realistically, there's a five-year period of experience, you know, gaining from, you know, to no experience to a level where I felt that I was confident and capable of going out on my own. And then I've had now a year on my own where I've been practicing by my, you know, on my own. So
that's a big task.
It is. Yeah, it's a big jump, but it was a little strange in the beginning.
Yeah. So now, does your wife work in your office at all?
No.
No? Okay.
No, because our office is owned by the hospital.
Oh, all right.
And so everybody there is hired by the hospital or by the governing entity.
Okay. So now, when I think orthopedic, I think a guy who's going to fix my bones or replace my knee or my shoulder or my elbow or whatever. What is it you don't do?
Well, there's a lot that we don't do. Okay. Because you're right, we are focused mainly on bones, joints, muscles, tendons.
Right.
So, you know, anything in the abdomen or chest, that's not in our realm of expertise.
Okay.
Okay. But any broken bone that you may have, minus the skull, you know, we don't deal with cranial trauma.
Or the ribs.
Yeah. Most of the time, ribs don't really need much as far as surgery.
Just a little brace or setting, and
often you don't do anything unless it's really bad. But yeah, so any broken bones, we deal with a lot of sports injuries as well.
Right.
So we actually cover the sports teams here in the area.
Yep.
Which is fun. I know Dr. Means has had, you know, more experience with that during the past year. So.
So I had my knee replaced about 3 years ago. I had been going to Dr. Stamper, and he kept telling me, it's arthritis, don't worry about it. And I said, well, I don't like arthritis. This is not feeling good. And then someone told me about this guy in Vegas, and so I went to him, and he took an x-ray right in his office, and then he came back in, and he said, so when do you want your knee? And I said, whoa. that's a little abrupt, you know. When do I want my knee? And because I was a jogger. And so he says, well, you're bone on bone, so it's not going to get better. You just have to decide when you want the pain to stop and when you want the knee. And so about a month later, he put it in. And then I went to physical therapy down here. But he sent me home with the machine to work the knee. They still do that, right?
So the machine is something that there's not a whole lot of evidence to support it actually helping in the long run. So a lot of insurance companies don't pay for it.
Oh, that's always nice.
Yeah. So it's not used nearly as much as it was in the past.
Right. Yeah, because he sent me home with a machine, and then I had to take it back up to Vegas afterwards. But like I said, that was about 3 years ago, and I have no problems with it at all. I'm glad I did it.
Good.
Yeah. So my son's a runner, and he's 45, and so I keep telling him, get ready for that knee. You know.
Jogging is actually good for someone with arthritis, or even to potentially prevent arthritis, because it's good for the cartilage in the knee, which is what arthritis. It's the wearing away of that cartilage. And we've actually found that like a light jogging regimen is what we call chondroprotective, or protective of that cartilage layer.
So it's good for the movement and whatnot. Yeah. So now I walk, but I try to walk 5 miles a morning. And I live across the street from Warm Sea up there in that neighborhood. And so I end up out in the desert and around.
Yeah.
It's good. At 65, if I can do a mile, you know, 2 miles a day or 5 miles a day, I think I'm okay.
That's really good.
Better than most.
Well, we try, you know. So now you both came from Pennsylvania. Whereabouts?
Erie, Pennsylvania. It's right up on Lake Erie, the little part of Pennsylvania that kicks up.
Okay.
On the northwest corner.
All right, because my wife was from Uniontown, Pennsylvania, which was, I don't know.
Union?
Uniontown, yeah.
Is that the one that's just south of where we were?
No, I think it's more eastern.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know. I've been there, but don't ask me how I got there.
That's Union City.
Yeah.
So your offices are open 5 days a week, and you're both in there seeing patients all day long?
Yeah, I mean, often if he's in the OR, I'm often in office,
and
vice versa. But somebody's always in the office.
Yeah.
Right. And how many patients are you seeing in a given week?
I think I'm seeing right now roughly somewhere between 50 and 70 a week.
Wow, that's
right now.
That's a heavy schedule, I think.
Yeah. It could be heavier.
Yeah. You want more. Everybody always wants more, yeah. So, and then how many surgeries a week are you guys performing, roughly?
So, I mean, I've just started a month ago here. So, for me, I think I did 4 last week.
So you're not a very good salesperson. It took him this long to get here and get set up and only a month now in the office? So, and of course, you came here when? In June?
No, I started working July 15th.
Oh, wow.
So a week
okay.
or so before that.
Yeah, so yeah. You got here right into summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And your wife still talks to you?
Yes,
yeah,
she does.
Did you brought her here?
No, she's liking it. So just imagine where we lived in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know.
We're just south of Buffalo, which is, you know, the snowiest city in America.
Yep.
And, 2 years ago, his last year out there with us, I think we had, like, 16 feet of snow through the winter.
We missed the national record by less than an inch. Yeah.
We had about 1/6 of a half of an inch about 3 years ago.
Wow. You know? Nice.
Yeah, we had just enough that you could hurry up and take pictures, because within a couple hours, it was gone.
Yeah.
And it was actually on New Year's Day in, I think, 2018 or 2017. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But my wife, like I said, she was an RN, but then she was working nights, so she slept during the day. So she slept through the whole thing. I had pictures of her car covered in snow in the driveway, and she went, "That's not my car." And I go, "No, it is your car. Look." You know, I had to show her everything. She goes, "Wow," because by the time she got up at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, it was gone, you know.
Oh, man.
And so, we don't get a whole lot of snow here, so you'll miss that white stuff.
No, yeah. I'm happy to be away from it.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We like the seasons, but, you know, come December, January, I think we'll really be enjoying life here.
Oh, yeah. It's mild. I mean, there's people that wear shorts year-round here.
They say you don't have to shovel sunshine.
That's right. We don't. But we do get the wind. Yeah. So, but this has been a mild summer compared to last year. I mean, this May, definitely. We had a lot of rain every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, well, I understood we had more rainfall before we even reached what we call the monsoon season.
Right, yeah.
We had more rainfall in a year than we
did. And our monsoon season has been really mild.
Yeah.
Because we've had monsoon storms where we've shut down roads, and I'm retired from the fire department, and I've been here 39 years, so I've seen a lot. But this year has been very, very mild. So, all right, let us take a break. We're going to come back and talk more with Dr. Smith and Dr. Weaver.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Day after day, I'm more confused. We are back with Dobie Gray on a work wicked Wednesday. It is the 20th. We're live from the Laughlin Outlet Center. I'm Larry Toonforce, and the show every day is brought to you by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, the Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City. And we're visiting with Dr. I kept calling him Smith, and that's actually his first name, so it's Dr. Meads and Dr.
Correct.
Weaver. Okay. Now, you know, we take phone calls during the show, but there are people, I've been here 39 years, as I mentioned, so there's people that just text me their questions, you know. So one of the questions was, take us through like a knee replacement from the time somebody comes in and you've done x-rays or MRIs or whatever, and you've determined that that individual needs a knee.
So let me just go from the start, if that's all right.
Okay,
so,
sure.
So I'll just, you know, meet somebody that's been complaining of knee pain, probably been going on for quite some time by the time they come to see me. And we'll get the x-rays and we'll see that there's arthritis, and that can range from severe bone-on-bone arthritis to mild, just some early degenerative changes. And then we try some non-operative measures first. We don't want to jump right to surgery.
Right.
You know, we are surgeons. We do enjoy doing surgery, but it's best for the person if we can avoid it altogether. So we'll try things like injections and things like that, but they often don't work, and there's people where they end up getting to the point that, you know, like yourself, having to have a knee replacement.
Cortisone was my best friend for many years.
Right, yeah, and it can last for a while.
Right.
Eventually it doesn't work, though, and so we have to, you know, we have to take drastic measures such as surgery. So when we get to that point, the way that I have set up my system and I like to use a system that generates the cutting blocks that's specific to the patient's knee. So we get an MRI of their knee and a specialized x-ray. We also make sure that their medical doctor sees them and says, you know what, everything's in order. You're okay to undergo a surgery of that
right.
nature. And just to make sure, because it's an insult to the system in general. So we want to make sure that they're ready and capable of handling it. And then from there, you know, it's just a matter of getting them onto the surgery schedule and getting them to the operating room.
And so when you open the knee up, you cut the knee out because it's all attached bone to bone to bone, right?
So joking in the break, how specific do we want to get on this?
Well, you know, a little bit.
So we make an incision over the knee, right in the front of the knee.
Right.
Enough that we can open up and see the entire knee. And that's what's really important. And there, you know, there's different specific ways to do that, and that's, you know, nuanced within the orthopedic world. But we make an incision through the capsule of the knee so that we can open up and see that there's three bones involved: the patella, which is the kneecap,
right.
the femur, the thigh bone, and the tibia, which is the shin bone. And so we can see all three of these bones where they interact with each other. And by getting them in certain positions, then we can put what we call cutting blocks on the knee and secure them to the knee, usually with pins or screws. And then we use actually a saw to cut off the ends of the bone
right.
so that we can remove those arthritic areas
okay.
and just completely remove them from the picture. And then we have to replace those areas that we've removed. So we have to cut the knee to a certain way so that the new pieces that we put in can function appropriately.
Right. And then it just pops out and a new one pops in.
Yes, to an extent. We
make it sound so simple. Like it happens in 4 seconds, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Now,
it takes a little bit longer than that.
We get them to fit nice and snug so that they hold tight to the bone, but we also put a cement that acts like a grout. So if you've ever tiled,
right.
you put the grout in between to maintain the space. So we put this cement in to help fixate the bone in place, the implant in place on the bone.
And the one thing you said to begin with was you try baby steps before you get to the surgery. A couple of years ago when I was going to the gym regularly, I injured my shoulder somehow. And I went to my general practitioner, and then eventually I got to Stamper. And he said, you know, here's a shot of cortisone. Thank you very much, doctor. I know that'll work. And it didn't work. So a week later I call and say, okay, let's get the MRI going. So we do. I go back, and he goes, well, the good news is we don't have to replace anything. And I said, oh, that's nice to know. He said, the bad news is you've pulled the tendons and the muscles from the top of the scapula. And he said, I can put them back. And he said, I can put them back, and you'll be in a sling for about 3 months and then 9 months recovery or 9 months rehab. And I said, or? And he goes, well, the other thing you can do is start physical therapy. He said, it will not put them back, but it will strengthen them to where they don't hurt. And so that's what I did. I went to Valley View Physical Therapy. Lauren out there, who is the meanest guy in Bullhead City, you know, but I'm convinced every physical therapist is, because their goal is to get you fixed, and so they're not nice people. Like the last day when they leave, they go so much, it was nice to have me come in. Yeah, right. But because he did my knee too, he's worked my body twice. The same guy. And saw his wife and him at a chamber mixer, and I asked his wife, "Is he ever nice?" And she goes, "He's very nice." I said, "No, he's not." But so he put me through all the physical therapy. Well, even now when I walk, I will pick up a rock and continue to do some exercises, you know, just to, because sometimes I'll feel it start to tingle, you know, and during the day it'll start to bug me. So I do a little, you know, routine, and then it goes away. So it was the baby steps, you know. The cortisone didn't work, but the physical therapy did, and I didn't have to replace anything or have him cut anything open. But so that is your main goal, is the baby steps to work first.
Yeah, we prefer to treat everything without surgery, because any surgery, no matter how small it is, there are risks involved with it.
Right.
You know, simple as, you know, nerve damage or an infection or even worse things, okay? So first and foremost, therapy is one of our mainstays of treatment, and we usually like to call them, PT, professionals in torture.
So that's what it should be.
Or physical terrorists.
Yeah, that's what it should be, because they're not nice people.
Well, we always tell people, if you haven't shed some tears, they probably weren't pushing you hard enough.
I know.
Because they usually push us harder than we'll push ourselves.
And I know. We hate to say that, but that is their job.
Yeah.
And they do get it fixed. They do get it done.
They do a very good job.
If you talk to somebody that didn't go to therapy, then they're really in bad shape. Because I met somebody a few weeks ago, and they said that their husband had a knee done, but he didn't go to physical therapy, and he has problems with it all the time. I said, well, that's why. Yeah. I said, but physical therapy is never too late. They have to start smaller. I said, but he still should go. So that's just my opinion.
I agree.
No. But you talk about the effects of the surgery. I know for mine it was the digestive system. It was like, boy, I kept looking at the toilet going, when do I get to sit down on there? You know, because it was like weeks, you know. And after 2 weeks when I went back to Vegas and he looked at the knee and everything was fine, you know, he goes, everything going good for you? And I said, well, there is one thing, you know. And he said, that'll come, you know, that'll come. And so.
Well, another thing that there's been a big push lately is to try to limit how many narcotic medications patients are receiving.
Very true.
And that's usually the culprit of, you know, why you can't sit on the toilet afterwards, or
exactly.
Why you feel like you can't go and you get bloated. So we have done a lot of changes over the last couple of years to try to limit that. And most people are able to get by with maybe a couple weeks worth of narcotics.
Right.
And that definitely helps in that department.
Yeah. And I know for myself, I sit on two anti-drug committees. And so when they said, you know, this is this and this is this prescription for you, and I went, oh, I don't know that I want to take those. And he goes, you're going to want to take them, you know. And that's like when I was in the surgical suite, he came in the second day and he said, you know, I'm glad you're doing good, because around 1 o'clock today, you're going to start cussing me. And I went, why? What's going to happen at 1 o'clock? He goes, your block's going to wear off and you're not going to like me anymore.
Yeah.
And he goes, but we have your pain meds right here. And you know, because in his suite, you have the bed, and then they have lockers right next to it. And he goes, you're right here, and you're ready to go. So, you can't go without pain meds.
Right. Know? Well, I think it's important what Dr. Weaver was saying about understanding that, yes, there will be pain, and understanding that if you can handle the pain, and not have to take the narcotic, that's a better way to go. So we try to, we're trying really hard to find ways. And you, if you drive around, even mostly around big cities, you'll see billboards now that are warning you against the use of opioids. And, right. And it's legitimate concern because they have a lot of side effects.
Yeah.
And one important one is that they, you can become dependent on them and begin to abuse them. So we're trying to find new and different ways to limit the amount that someone needs. So, you know, you mentioned the blocks that you had. And,
right.
You know, if that's a day or a day and a half of pain relief, that's that much less narcotic that you have to use. Plus, it's that much time of healing as well.
Exactly.
So, plus, we use, you know, multiple different routes now of medications to try to help. So I had a patient I recently did a total knee replacement on, and she joked that when she went to the pharmacy to pick up what she thought was going to be one pain medication that I sent, I had sent in six different medications that she was going to take for 2 weeks, and only one of those was a narcotic medication. And,
right.
And so the goal there is to combat pain from different avenues and limit the amount that she needs to take, or, and, you know, for anybody.
So in the last couple of years, are you saying that there's been more research on the pain and more?
Definitely.
More work for you guys. I mean, because now you've got to sit back and do a little bit.
We have to tinker with things a little bit more. But that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, it is. I think so, because it keeps it out, you know. And too many times sitting on these committees, and I pointed this over here, this is all the drop boxes in Mojave County and Laughlin where people can drop their old prescriptions
if
they didn't need to finish or whatnot to get them out of their homes. Because one of the problems nationwide was people were breaking into the homes. They didn't want your TV. They didn't want your stereo.
Right.
They didn't want your pills,
yep.
You know. And so if you don't have those pills, then it avoids that, you know. And, you know, 15-year-old grandkids were saying to the mom and dad, can we go visit grandma today? Mm. You know, they didn't want to visit grandma. They wanted to visit grandma's medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
And so the objective there is to sometimes get that stuff out of the house and dump it.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, another thing that we do that I think helps with this issue is in the past – physicians didn't always tell you too much about the process and, you know, what to expect
sometimes
after surgery and for how long. Sometimes that's a good thing. But now we do something that they've started here at the hospital, which is a joint camp, where before your surgery, you actually go in and you learn what to expect from, you know, the moment you get to the hospital, during the hospital, and then for your recovery afterwards.
Oh, wow.
And when people realize, you know, the types of pain that they're going to have, they'll see a therapist there that will tell them what they'll be doing. Once you come to expect that a little bit more, we found that people tend to manage their pain better because it's something they expected rather than a shock, you know, 2 or 3 days after the surgery.
Right.
And they're wondering, well, nobody told me that it was going to feel like this.
Yeah. I know, particularly for myself, the nurse that I had at this facility, the night nurse, had actually lived in Bullhead City and knew me. And so when I was up there, I put her on my Facebook. And once I got home after the third day, I woke up the next, because I'm an early riser. I got up at 5 o'clock, and I was like, oh, this puppy hurts this morning, you know. So I went and took one pain pill. I don't remember what they were. And then I go out, and I'm sitting there watching TV, and I'm going, wow, this thing is really hurting, you know. So I went back and took the other one. And then I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at my Facebook going, I can't see my Facebook. This is really weird, you know. So I sent that nurse up there a message, and I said, you know, I took this one, and I took this one, and now I'm kind of sleepy, and I'm not having a hard time. She goes, you're not supposed to take them both together, you know. And then my wife woke up later, and she yelled at me a lot. But so they give you, like when you said, you give six meds. They got to know when to take them.
Yes,
You don't want to take them all together at the same time.
Yeah, so we specify and have the pharmacist, you know, pharmacist will put on the label when they're supposed to be taken.
Perfect, perfect. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona, whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I am Larry Toonforce. And, of course, the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And we're visiting again with Dr. Meads and Dr. Weaver. And, you know, when you talked earlier about trying to find those baby steps that work for people, one of the things is just heat and cold, right? But how do you know what to use when?
So I think as a general rule, if something is swollen, then ice is going to be your go-to thing, okay?
Okay.
Ice tends to slow the nerve fibers down, so it actually helps with pain control, and then it also can drive some of that swelling down. If you put like a hot rice bag or a heating pad or something on a swollen joint, that actually makes the blood vessels get bigger and it brings blood to an area and can make it swell worse.
Oh, okay.
So that's why if you know, twist your ankle, twist your knee, fall and bump your elbow, first thing you'd want to do is ice. All right. Now, if it's something that's maybe a sore muscle or you twisted your back, something like that, then those muscular issues often do very well with heat, because it can help loosen the muscles up.
Okay.
So that's kind of your general rule.
All right.
Okay. You can always try alternating to see what helps, because sometimes for certain injuries, one may help and the other doesn't.
Oh, all right.
But, yeah, definitely for those initial lumps and bumps, ice would probably be the first thing you'd want to try.
Okay.
Another way to use heat and ice is if you're going to be doing an activity that you know can cause you a little bit of discomfort, but it's something maybe you enjoy doing or you have to do, if you heat up before, you know, the warm-up kind of idea, but use some heat, some like moist-type heat before, and then ice afterwards can kind of help get you loosened up for the activity with the heat, and then you hopefully decrease it with the ice.
Because I know on, you know, when you watch the NFL, they always have ice on the sidelines all the time. They're throwing packs of ice on guys when they come off.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking about the difference between which one, when you use what.
Yeah.
So, but really, they should come see you and have you tell them what to do.
I mean, that's a good idea. You don't have to come to us for everything.
Right.
But, you know, if you're concerned at all, then, yeah, we're totally fine to
Well, I think everyone hopes the pain will go away. And, of course, if you're a guy, you're tough. So right away you assume that, oh, this will go away in a week or so, you know. But then it still hurts and finally you go.
But sometimes that is the first, and oftentimes people will come into the office having had an injury fairly recent, and we can't see on the X-ray. There's no fracture. There's no specific injury. There's no torn tendon or ligament, and we say let's just give this a couple of weeks to calm down.
Right.
And it often calms down, and that's about all they needed. So there are times where just watching it is fine.
Right. So it does work. That's our home baby steps, you might say. To wait, you know, for a week or so, and then call and say, okay, it's still hurting, it's not going away. So, because that's where I was.
Now, if you fall and your arm's bent the wrong way, it's probably not a good thing to wait a week for.
Or if there's a, what they call the bone when it's sticking out.
Yeah.
I was an EMT, I don't know all the terms anymore, but you have an exposed bone, it's time to go see a doctor.
Right, yeah.
Now, are you fixing bones within, or are those castable like in the ER and stuff?
That always depends on how severe the injury is.
Okay.
So yes to both of those. So we always try to do it without surgery if we can. If we can get it put back to a position that will heal well and provide as close to normal function as possible, then we'll do it with a cast and hopefully treat it without surgery. Occasionally that's just not in the best interest of the patient and what their injury requires, and we'll have to talk about surgery.
Yeah. Because I think one of the injuries I remember was a green stick to a bone. They call it a green stick injury. Yeah. But they said that was something that you didn't cut open and repair.
Not typically.
Right. So.
Yeah, it's more common in kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but usually we
boys.
Yeah. Anyone that falls.
We're a little rougher. A little bit.
Yeah.
So do you see many kids?
I think a fair amount.
Yeah.
We're definitely willing to see kids.
Right.
Depends on who's hurt and who needs us.
Yeah, yep. From the football field and the soccer field.
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
That's the worst, isn't it? I mean, that's where they mainly come from.
See a lot of them from those sports for sure.
Soccer.
Volleyball, I've seen from volleyball and basketball as well. And
yeah.
Pretty much any sport. Every sport has their specific injuries.
And whoever thought basketball was contact sport? but for a lot of these kids, it can be.
Definitely.
So. All right, doctors. What's the office phone number? How do we get a hold of you?
The office phone number is area code 928-444-1491. Our receptionists are happy to answer phones, and we're happy to see you in the office anytime you need us.
And you're located in there by the...
It's 2500 Canyon Road.
Right.
And it's Building C, which is that medical plaza right there off the parkway.
Okay.
Just to the south of Adobe and north of Oatman.
It's right in that Fox Creek development.
Yeah,
right.
You guys have a wound center there too, right?
Right next door.
Oh, yeah. Right next door.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So some insurance companies will require a referral from their primary care physician. We don't necessarily have that requirement. So if somebody wants to, give us a call to get an appointment, then we're totally fine with that.
And you can, over the phone, you can find out what the insurance company is and see if they require that.
Exactly.
And then you call the patient back and say, well, you got to go see, so-and-so first.
Yeah.
And which is an extra copay and office visit and everything else.
Yeah.
So, but I had a doctor in here not too long ago, Terry Coyle, who is a chiropractor, and he's a nurse practitioner. And he did that because he didn't want people to have to go somewhere else to get a referral to go to a chiropractor. And he could do it all in one office. So just an idea if you want to do that. So, gentlemen, thank you both very much for coming in today.
Thanks
for having
us.
It's been a pleasure. And
thank you.
I think our audience knows all about you and what you do and how you do it and the pain and the meds and whatnot.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Have we missed anything?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Yeah. All right. Super. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside, inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair. The big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby. Bullhead City.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
We're back with Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall or Laughlin Outlet Center. I'm Larry Toonforce. The show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can get a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. And, of course, you can take a pie home or the muffins or the cookies or the brownies. It's all so good. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, where they have physical therapists if you need in-facility therapy, and occupational and speech therapists also. And then it's a skilled nursing facility for those that might need long-term care. The best way to check that out is go there in advance and take a tour. You can stop by anytime. Just write it down on a sticky note to take a tour of Legacy Rehab. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, they're in the Riverside Casino. They're right there between the Don Celebrity Theater and the Gourmet Room, right smack in the middle. And if you need a haircut, if you need a coloring, if you need a tint, a pedicure, or a body wax, or maybe a massage, stop in to Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, second floor of the Riverside. Mention you heard it, and they got a little gift for you, if you like gifts. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they have that co-op connection card. And, of course, as always, it saves you money everywhere around town, at restaurants, at furniture stores, with doctors, with prescriptions, you name it. And the card's free, so just stop by their office on Hancock and pick it up. It's that simple. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you have bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, bees, or ants, snakes, you don't want them around, well, you call Barron's, and they come out and spray, and all of a sudden they're gone. It's that simple. And they can take care of your home or your office. In Kingman, we have Martin Swanee Hyundai. And, of course, you can test drive any car on the lot. You can order a Hyundai. And you got to check out the brand new Palisade, because it is the third row. And it's a big SUV. It's as large as the Tahoe. You know, it's a big one. Only you can't buy it for the price of a Tahoe. You pay about $60,000 for it. And that's maximum with all the add-ons and everything. If you're not sure, Go check it out. Check it out up there. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair in Bullhead City. Of course, they fix transmissions. That's in their name. And they do preventive maintenance on your transmission, too. They take care of your AC. They'll do tune-ups, brake jobs, oil changes, any fix your windshield wipers. You name it, they take care of it. And they're right there in those two blue buildings up on the hill right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Grand liquidations, big box items at Bullhead City prices, appliances, bedroom furniture, living room furniture, tables, artwork for the walls, you name it, barbecues, kids' toys, they get it all in there. It's the type of store you want to go into every other week just to see what they got. And you're going to go, oh, I need that. The Caring Crew, serving you with grocery shopping or paying your bills or picking up your medications or maybe some home care that you might need or everyday tasks. They can all take care of that, the Caring Crew. Now, I mentioned last week, a week ago tomorrow, I had a flood in my house when my washing machine popped open and just kept pouring water out until we found it. And I called First Call Restoration. And this is not a commercial, and I'm just telling you out there, they took care of business for me. They were there in about a half an hour. They brought fans. They brought I guess you can call it a big shop vac. You know, it's about the size of a Volkswagen. And they vacuumed out on the carpet where all the moisture was and took good care of me. Today they finally picked up the last four fans. All of our walls are dry. All the boys' baseboards are dry. And it was great to work with Ed. He's a true professional and his crew, and they took care of us. So I'm just telling you, if it ever happens to you, remember the name First Call Restoration. It was 7 o'clock at night and they showed up. So, Tyro Banks out at Ron's Tire is still looking for a tire, people. If you have some previous experience, that's very helpful. If not, maybe a little bit of mechanical experience. You know, maybe your dad helped you change the oil or something. Stop by and see Tyro. They do want people that are customer service orientated. There's room to advance within the company and a positive work environment with a team mentality. So stop by and see Tyro Banks. Today he happens to be at the one across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead. If not, you can call 788-8473 if you're looking for a job. All right, let's get into our community calendar. We do this for you. Everything that we have on the calendar is local through the tri-state area. Everything that we have on here is also on our Facebook, so if you miss part of it, you can check it on our Facebook. If you have something you want to put on here, please, by all means, email it to me, and I will put it on. It's tuneforce@gmail.com. Very simple. T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S @gmail.com. Now, we want to start off for reminding you, if you're out on the water, I don't care if it's Lake Havasu, Colorado River, you know, Lake Mojave, remember, don't wreck your weekend. And that's brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, the Bullhead City Fire Department, the Bullhead City Police Department, and the City of Bullhead. They teamed up, and they want you to remember to stay right, just like when you drive a car. You don't go on the wrong side of the road. Stay right. Remember, there's no brakes on watercraft. And keep your distance. You do those things, and you'll have a safe ride and a safe time. Okay, coming up tomorrow night, we have a End of the Summer Chamber Mixer. This is at Desert Lawn at 5:30, and if you have any questions, call the Chamber of Commerce at 754-4121. The Board, Mojave Valley Board of Realtors, Bullhead City Mojave Valley Board of Realtors, they got a long name. They're doing a bingo fundraiser for CASA and the River Theater players, actors. So if you want to get involved with that, it's on Friday night at 5:30 to 8:00. And you can call 758-4808 to get involved. And then there's a Spirit Line Dance Camp this Saturday at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse. This is from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's for ages 5 to 14. If you have kids that want to get involved, then take them down there. I'm sure there's a little bit of a fee. Questions, call Ashley, and it's a 520 area code, 831-3890. Coming up next Thursday, the 29th, we have an open house and ribbon cutting at Montessori Preparatory Academy in Fort Mojave at 8 a.m. Then the next day, Friday, the Laughlin Chamber is having their monthly networking breakfast. And those are a lot of fun. They do it right here at the Chamber, and it's really nice. Sometimes they can do it outside because it's so nice at 8:30 in the morning. It was really nice this morning here, early in the morning when I was out. But it's 8:30 to 9:30 next Friday. If you have any questions, call the Chamber at 702-298-2214. And then next Friday night, the 30th, it's the River Bowl. And that's going to be held, of course, also at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse. But this is Mojave High School and River Valley High School, their big grudge match. And I think it's not the first football game. And I did hear that all the tickets are $3. After that, I believe they're going to go up. But it starts at 7 o'clock, so check that out. On Sunday the 1st, we're going to have Labor Day fireworks brought to you by the AV Casino at 9 o'clock at night. And, of course, you can see them from anywhere in the valley, so you don't have to leave your home. You can probably see them from your house. If you can see the top of the AV, you can definitely see the fireworks. Then coming up November the 4th, we have a Relay for Life kickoff party. That's going to be at Harris Casino from 5 until 8. They're getting ready to do the kickoff. They're getting ready for the Relay of Life coming up here in a couple months. So if you're interested, go to the kickoff party from 5 to 8 back there in the banquet rooms at Harris. If you have any questions, call Karen Morris at 928-201-2327. And she just had a knee replaced. So you can give Karen a call and she can tell you all about it. On the 6th, Friday, September the 6th, is the 4th annual Mega Mixer here in Laughlin. It's at the Avi Casino. The Laughlin Chamber puts it on, but they get about 10 or 12 chambers of commerce from all over our area to show up that night, have a booth there, and then a lot of businesses will have a table or a booth. And so it's a fun event. It's at the Aquarius Casino at 5 p.m., I believe it's $10 to get in, and but of course they feed you. And if you have any questions, call the Chamber 702-298-2214. Coming up on the 7th, it's the Integrated Symposium, Health Symposium. This is bringing physical health, mental health, and substance abuse together. This is going to be at MCC, Mojave Community College, in Bullhead, from 8:30 to 2 p.m., on the 7th of September. Questions, call Carol Finkenstein at 928-219-2582. And then on the 7th, later that night, same day, it's an evening of wine and cheese. And it's held at the Anderson Fieldhouse, also Auto Group Fieldhouse. That's from 6 to 9, put on by the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club. And for tickets or information, you call Sherry at 928-542-3587. If you can't get a hold of Sherry, you can call Marilyn at 201-8395. Those ladies will help you out. That's going to can it for the tuna today. We are just about out of here. I want to thank Dr. Meads and Dr. Weaver for stopping by and telling us all about orthopedic surgery, probably more than we wanted to know, but that's okay. It didn't hurt anybody to hear how they do things. And remember, they'll take baby steps first. You don't walk in and they say, let's take you in the back to do surgery right away. So keep that in mind. That we'll take good care of you. And tomorrow we have...
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.